Proprio. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Lift us up high and call on the name of Jesus with a whisper.
And your glory, Lord, let me know you more, that I have known you, Lord. Take me, Lord, to your secret place, Lord, my Shalabaya. Take me by the hand. Let me see your face
and your glory, Lord. Let me know you more, that I have known you, Lord.
Let your hands high.
fresh help, fresh grace, fresh mercy, fresh touch from above. It's happening to you right now. It's a spiritual overhaul. Everything in your life and in your system that is not functioning correctly is being overhauled now. The honor. Thank you for your awesome and auspicious presence here. We worship you, we love you, and we honor you. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name, please be seated. Welcome everyone here this morning to this blessing Sunday service of the month of June. I believe that God has brought us here for good, and we shall not return back the same in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning, we shall be looking at the subject, the blessing of the house of the Lord. The blessing of the house of God. Psalm 122, verse 1. He said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad. Our objective this morning is to understand the impact and the importance of the house of the Lord in the life of the saint. The house of God, the church, means different things to different people. There are different reasons why people go to church. I will identify two of them in this service. Number one, there are those who go to church for religious purposes. They go to church to fulfill a religious obligation. They go to church to satisfy their religious conscience that they didn't stay back at home on a Sunday morning. They go to church to meet up a religious demand. Demand of our religion is to go to church every Sunday or to go to so and so place. There are those who do that. Second, there are those who go to church to please others or to meet up with someone's expectations of them. What will my father say if I didn't go to church? What would my mother say if I didn't go to church? What will my senior brother say if I didn't go to church? What will my friend feel if I don't go, if they noticed I didn't go to church? I remember many years ago, one of the elder ones in our extended family was a Christian, went to church. And he insisted on, the way he spoke was like everybody should go to church. And there were those who went to church at that time, probably because they wanted to please him. Not that they are interested in going or because they have changed. There are those who go in order to please others. But the truth of the matter is, there are very few people who understand the import and the impact of going to the house of the Lord. But understanding is very important for many reasons. And I will give one reason now. Understanding is critical to success in every endeavor. Success in serving God is anchored on understanding. My people are destroyed. They fail. They perish for lack of knowledge or understanding. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. People succeed in school because they understand. Everybody attended the class, but not everybody passed the exam because not everybody understood what was taught. It's very important. If you look at scriptures, you will see the examples of people whose lives were changed or got a turnaround in the house of the Lord. Example number one, Jacob experienced a turnaround in the house of the Lord that he called Bethel. In Genesis chapter 28, verse 16 to verse 18. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. That Bethel place, where Jacob's life began from, where he had a covenant with God, was called the house of God. You cannot trace the destiny or the story, or the history, or anything about Jacob without tracing it to Bethel. There are people here today in this Bethel here. God is changing your life and changing your story and changing your destiny. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Example number two, the woman that was bent double. That was doubly bent, experienced her deliverance in the house of the Lord. In Luke chapter 13, verse 10, if you remember the story of the woman, the Bible said he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. She was made straight in the house of the Lord. People, church is not just where we come for religious purposes. It's not where we come for traditional purposes. It's not just where we come in order to please somebody. It is the place we come and change happens. Am I communicating at all? Having said that, what is the impact of the house of the Lord? Psalm 133, verse 1 all the way to the end. It said, Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the bed. Even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments. As the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. The place where brethren dwell together is called the house of the Lord. And in that place, many things happen. We're going to look at four of them in this service. Number one, the house of the Lord is the place of the anointing. He said it is like the precious ointment that fell upon the head of Aaron. It is a precious ointment upon the head. The house of the Lord is a place of the anointing. A place to encounter the anointing. Encounter the anointing. What is the anointing? The burden removing yoke destroying power of God. Isaiah chapter 10 and in verse 27. In that day, the burden shall be lifted from off your shoulder and the yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The house of the Lord is the place to encounter the anointing. The house of the Lord is the place to renew the oil on your life. If you step into the house, the possibility of renewing the oil on your life escalates. It's the place to renew the oil on your life. The house of the Lord is the place to experience the overflow of the oil. That is why it is different. It is different. It is different from a lecture hall. Nobody's ever stepped into a lecture hall and said, my headache disappeared as soon as I stepped in there. Nobody ever stepped into a disco hall and said, my migraine disappeared. Nobody ever stepped into a government civic auditorium or whatever. That is why we don't call the church a hall. We call it a sanctuary. It's a church sanctuary, a church temple. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? I believe that there is someone here this morning that shall be experiencing an anointing. Everything that my Father in heaven has not planted in your life is about to be dismantled and dislocated. It's about to be dissolved and destroyed. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Lift your voice and say in the name of Jesus, I connect the anointing of the house today in Jesus' name. It might not just be the anointing that destroys your yokes and breaks your burden, but the anointing that comes on you, fresh oil. Oil to tackle situations in your family. Oil to handle the devil of your village. Oil to handle the devil of your community. There is somebody here this morning that is about to experience the freshness of oil. If you are that person, your amen shall be the louder. Look at the number. Say, I am not in a hall. I am not in an ordinary building. I am in the house of the Lord, the sanctuary of the Lord. I am here to connect with the oil that will break the yokes on my life and destroy the yokes
on the life of everyone that encounters me. Shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat. The house of the Lord. Number two is the place. It's a place of refreshing and rejuvenation. It's a place of refreshing and rejuvenation. He said that place is like Mashakoba Gadagala. It's like the precious ointment. The precious ointment that came. He said it's like the dew of Hammon. It's like the dew of Hammon. It's the place where the dew comes on you. What does the dew do for the grass? The dew refreshes the grass. The dew shines the grass. The dew makes the grass fresh. So the house of the Lord is a place where you are liberated from spiritual dryness. It's a place where you are liberated from dryness and you are liberated from dullness. Dryness and dullness. When you come to the house, you are not permitted to be dry. And when you step into the house, you are not permitted to be dull. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Spiritual brightness comes upon you, and spiritual freshness is imparted upon you in the house of the Lord. That is why many times when you are away from the house, your life can be dull. Your spiritual life can be dry. But when you step into the house, your life becomes brightened and becomes exuberant and enthusiastic and optimistic and positivistic. That was why the man this morning testified that the early will I seek you service in the morning by season. He just recharged his life. He recharged his spiritual life. I am here today. I don't know whose spiritual batteries have run down. But I am here to announce to you, there is a recharging here this morning. There is a refreshing here this morning. There is a rejuvenation here this morning. There is a renewal here this morning. If you are saying amen, shout it like a believer. Shout it like a believer. A louder believer. Amen. Look at your neighbor. Say you are here being recharged. Say, don't play with the house. It's your place of refreshing. It's your place of refueling. It's your place of recharging. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. Number three, he said, for there the Lord commanded the blessing. The house of the Lord is the place of the commanded blessing. The place of the commanded blessing. What is the commanded blessing? The mandated blessing. The blessing that carries a mandate. What is the commanded blessing? Is the blessing under pressure. Blessing under pressure. Blessing under pressure. What is the commanded blessing? It is the blessing that is in a hurry. Blessing in a hurry. Blessing in a hurry. What is the commanded blessing? It is the blessing that came to confront the causes of life. For there the Lord commanded the blessing. So when you arrive in the house of the Lord, the blessing of God is imparted. The causes of life are deleted. Because every time the light shines, the darkness disappears. He said the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. I speak to someone here today, by the authority of the El Shaddai, by the authority of the I am that I am, I see the blessing of the Lord coming upon you. Everyone who came in here this morning with any ancestral curse, any generational curse, any family curse, they are deleted this morning. Because you are in the house, you are in the place of the gathering of the brethren, the curses are deleted. The curses are deleted. Shout the loudest. Amen. You are permitted to walk out of here with a blessing, but you are not permitted to walk out of here with a curse. Shout the loudest. Amen. Finally, number four for this service, the house of the Lord is the place of access to life. Divine life. He said, even life forevermore is the place of access to life. Is the place of access to life. Life, divine life. And when we are talking about life, we are talking about both physical life and spiritual life. Physical life and spiritual life. That is attack on both physical death and spiritual death. When death pursues you, and you run to the house, that death checks back to hell. Is God speaking to somebody here? Now, the meaning of that is the easiest way to die spiritually is to stay away from the house. To stay away from the house. When we were in the university in those days, and it happens all the time, some young men and young women came out and said, oh, God is no longer in the church. Oh, the church is backsliding. Oh, the church is this, the church is that. Everybody is a priest. Everybody can worship God on their own. Everybody can stay on their own and so on and so forth. And they began to stay on their own. And before you knew it, they dried and began to just dematerialize. Brothers and sisters began to live with each other. Explosive adultery, explosive immorality. Everything just exploded. And before you knew it, you don't know the trace of one of them right now. There were some in those days that ran mad out of that demonic theology. The easiest way to die spiritually is to stay away from the house. Even when the devil wants to destroy a person, it disconnects them from their connections. It disconnects them from their source. It disconnects them from the house. But I speak by prophecy to somebody here today. You are in the house of the Lord this morning. Every death that pursued you here is returning back to hell. Every death that pursued you here is returning back to hell. Every death that pursued you here is returning back to hell. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. So, we are not doing religion. We did not come here to just fulfill our righteousness. The house is loaded, loaded, loaded. Question is, how do you take delivery of the dividends of the house? If the house of the Lord, how do you maximize the dividends of appearing in the house of the Lord? Maximizing the dividends of appearing in the house of the Lord. Number one, come with excitement and expectancy. I was glad when they said, let us go. Psalm 122, verse 1. Come with excitement and expectancy. A faith expectancy. I was glad when they said, let us go. Enter with gladness. Enter with gratitude. Enter with praise. Not with sadness. Not with depression or anything like that. But in case you battled with depression and the depression did not want to go, just come all the same. It will be deleted when you arrive here. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? But the best climate to come with, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. The gladness will fertilize the benefits that you are here to derive. Enter with gladness. Number two, come with revelation and understanding. Come with revelation. Come with understanding. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. He said, the secret things belong to God, but the things that are revealed belong to us. Your revelations determine your possessions. Just coming to church does not guarantee impact. If you only came because of religion. Because in the village, people went to church for years. Even in the cities, people have been going to church for years. Nothing changed. Smoking continued. Drinking continued. Everything continued. Affliction continued. But the moment you do things by revelation, you spark a revolution. What changes your story is not the action, but the revelation behind the action. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? You come, oh yes, I am going to this house of the Lord that is going to refuel my oil, that is going to refill me. I am stepping into this house of the Lord that is going to refresh and renew me. I am going to this house of the Lord that will delete my curses. No ancestral curse can follow me into this house. I am going into this house of the Lord to connect spiritual life. I can't run dry as I step. You just step in with revelation. And before you knew it, things will begin to change. Like people who pay tithe without revelation. Everything remains the same. People who give without understanding. By the time you begin to do things with understanding, results begin to multiply. So you come with revelation. Come with revelation and understanding. First of all, you come with excitement and expectancy, number two. You come with revelation and understanding, number three. Come eagerly and promptly. Eagerly and promptly. Psalm 63, verse 1 to 2 said, O Lord, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. Not late, not late, not late, not late, not late. I seek you early. It is when you seek God early that you connect with glory and power. To see thy glory and thy power, such as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. You don't drag your feet to church now. You don't drag your feet to the house of the Lord and you think you are going to gain any benefit out of there. You don't. Coming to church is an appointment with God. It's better God keeps you waiting than you keep God waiting. Am I speaking to somebody here? There are those who don't even, they don't understand the order of service. They don't know what the service looks like. Because they walk, there are those who have never witnessed the opening prayer of a church. They have never witnessed the opening prayer of any church. They don't know what opening prayer looks like. They don't know what testimonies are over. Choir is singing. Maybe they just walk in halfway during the preaching. And then they walk out. It's better not to come at all. Because with God, actions are way. It is not just what you do that brings the result, but the attitude with which you did it. How did you do it? If you have a multi-billion naira business appointment, will you go late? And they say 8 a.m., come by 6 a.m., and you are going to meet the business development manager or the representative of the executive or the representative of the president, and then you went by 8:30. Say, I'm so sorry, my car broke down on the road. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't wake up on time. They say, 8 o'clock, and this is business you came for. Business over. There are people who want to do things with God that they won't do in the secular. In medical school, you can't come. Who are you to come to class 1 minute late? You are bounced at the gate. Who are you? You can't. It's not possible. Are you following what I'm saying here today? If class was 8 a.m., it's 8 a.m. on the dot. If it was 12, I mean, somebody is doing military training and then he said that he overslept in the morning. They will job you for the next 24 hours. They can deal with you from night till morning by 6 a.m. And you are expected to be in the class by 7. And they said, oh, you are feeling sleepy. Sleep with your eyes open. Feel free to sleep, provided your eyes are not closed. Anything that is serious in life requires serious discipline. I need to hammer on this because there are so many people who take God, take his house for granted. You don't go anyhow. You don't go anytime you want. It's not any time you want. There is a record keeping. God is watching. He's aware of how you handle this thing. So we come eagerly and promptly. Take your seat. You come eagerly, you come promptly. Number four. Come with commitment to service in the house. Commitment to service in the house. If you are going to benefit and reap the dividends of church, You must refuse to be a spectator. You must be an active participant. Somebody involved in something. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 7. While Zechariah was ministering. Sorry, Luke chapter 1, verse 7. When Zechariah was ministering in the temple, he was barren, wife was barren, they were both old in age. But as he served inside the temple, the angel of the Lord appeared to him and he reaped one of the benefits of coming to the house. One of the benefits of coming to the house. healing and deliverance while he was serving. If Zechariah was seated down and doing nothing, maybe he could have continued like that. But you come to the house of the Lord and you are involved in what goes on in the house. There are different areas of involvement. You serve through soul winning. That is contributing to the enlargement of the house. In John chapter 15, verse 16, he said, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you." There are those who have never invited one soul to church in their life. There are those who have never won one soul since they've been going to church. No, sir, it doesn't work that way. If it is exciting to you, you must be committed. There is no department you are working that exempts you from serving in soul winning. Whether it is choir, whether you are a pastor, leader, elder, deacon, any head of department, sanctuary keeper, nothing exempts anybody. We serve in soul winning. Secondly, B, we serve through giving, giving, giving. The Bible said in Luke 22 and in verse 30, he said, "A seed shall serve him. A seed shall serve him. A seed shall serve him. A seed shall serve him." Through your tithing and your giving, you are involved in what goes on in the house. You are involved, fully involved. As a matter of fact, he said, "None should appear before him empty." That is, if it is the house you are coming, come with a gift, come with a present. Right? We serve through seed. Thirdly, we serve with our time, energy, and abilities. That is, you know how to sing, you know, whatever you know how to do, you serve with your talent. Exodus 23 and in verse 25, "You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water." You serve. Come with commitment to service, not just sitting down. You say, "I'm not gifted." There's nobody who needs a gift to clean a chair. You can join the cleaners in the church, pass through the prescribed course, but be fully involved in the house and see what God will do with you in that house. So, we come with commitment to service. Number five, walk in love with the brethren. He says, it is when brethren dwell together, not just that they dwell together, they dwell together in unity. They dwell together in love. That is when these results happen. You can't come to the church quarreling with anybody, everybody, and benefit anything. Quarrel. You see, dwell together in love. And there are people who can't greet other people in church. What a waste of time. Because of chair. I was meant to sit here. You are meant to sit here. When was it said that chair position is a determinant of impact? Or a determinant of impartation? And for me, I don't care where I sit. Don't be an executive Christian. A Christian, we have pastors in this ministry. When they were our pastor in London now, used to be in the drama department here. If he comes back to town, he joins drama and is acting like he used to act. He says, "I'm a pastor now." We have pastors who were counselors before. They will continue to sit at counseling seat. Your sitting position does not change anything. It is your heart disposition that determines everything. Am I communicating at all? You can be at the gallery. You can be anywhere. You can sit where nobody saw you. You can even sit on the floor and sit on the bench. And God changes your life. Let us drop this mentality of status. It can only end people as statues. I remember I went to a church some time ago. And I just went and sat at the back somewhere. And I was very comfortable. And the usher came and said to me, "This is Dr. Pastor Paul Anerji." I said, "Yes, I am." I said, "Please move forward." I said, "I'm okay here." I said, "Move forward, please." I said, "I'm okay." He said, "No, sir. The pastor, I will be in trouble if you remain here."
anything from him. He doesn't take anything. There are people, they don't greet people in church. Why? He took my seat. There are people who don't greet ushers because ushers are doing their work. A particular usher is their enemy because he says, sit here. And they are just angry and came to church and you walk, come in angry, walk away angry. Somebody greeted you, you just did as if you didn't see the person. And you want the God of love to bless you. God said, I am love. See, there are many things people do that make their coming to church a waste of time. It makes their coming to church a complete waste of time. Department, you can't greet each other. Competition, who is singing better, who is backing up more, who is doing this more, who is doing that more. I declare a change of story for somebody. I declare a change. These things are not necessary. They are not, just face God and just love everybody. You see, and God changes your story and changes your life. Stand up on your feet with a shout of praise. Christianity is practical, not mystical. And until we approach it with a practical approach, we don't get the results of it. It's practical. You don't think God is seeing when somebody says good morning and you behave, you didn't see the person. He watched it. He said, if you claim to love God and you cannot love your brother, you are a liar. 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. How can you claim to love a God you have not seen? When you cannot love your brother, you have sinned. If a man say, I love God, and hated his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he is seen in church, how can he love a God he has not seen before? You know, everything is inside the Bible. Very, very clear. Finally, while you are standing because of time, come with value and reverence. Value and reverence. Psalm 89 and in verse 7. Psalm 89, verse 7. He told us, God is greatly to be feared. That is, reverence him in the assembly of the saints. In the assembly. And to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. In the assembly of the saints. How many times were you chewing gum in front of your president? So what is the name of your company? The company name is... And then you finish chewing that chewing gum. And then you put it under the chair of the in the presidential villa. Or stuck it on top. The days were using those kind of chairs with the back pad at the back. We saw all manner of things inside. Things that cannot be mentioned. Some change babies, whatever, put it inside, back of seat, inside church. All mercy. If God is to deal with people, many people will be dead by now. He said, can you do this in your house? You ate something, you ate kola nut, you drop it in the granite, you drop it. You are passing through the church premises. Many times I stop on the road to pick things from the ground. The other day I was coming, a man was driving contrary to traffic. So I parked in front of the road. Wound down the glass. Can you do this in town? And the VIO don't deal the hell out of you. Or the road safety. Because this is church premises. Move back and turn. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You serve God with value and reverence. You can't be inside church and be gisting inside the service. Gist the gist at home first. That is why many people don't see anything out of God. They take God for granted. Let's wake up. There is so much in the house to benefit. But you can benefit it when your heart is set. I don't let nobody disturb me inside service. At times they bring for me old testimony and say, calm down. I'm receiving something. Don't disturb me now. That is the approach to take. That is the approach. Even in my house. Times my wife can't walk straight to me because I'm busy with God. Yesterday I was to myself from around 1 p.m. to about 8 p.m. or 9. Those in the house, nobody saw my face. In the office premises around. Am I communicating at all? I see change coming for somebody. If you are that person, you will say louder, amen. Have you seen the benefits of the house? Have you seen what to do to reap the dividends of the house? Go and do them. And you will return back with testimony. The next time you step into the house here, you will be stepping with testimonies. Because your value has increased. Your reverence for God has increased. Lift up your hands and lift your voice. And let's appreciate God. Let's honor Him. Let's worship Him. Let's give Him the praise. Father, we give You the praise. Father, we give You the honor. Father, we give You the adoration. Let us say Kebrina Gazara Tayalala. Lift your voice and praise Him. Lift your voice and honor Him. Lift your voice and adore Him. Sheko Bagala Gayadaya. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your two hands and say after me, say, Father, I come before You today to appreciate You for the word I received today. I am very sorry, Lord, for every way I approached Your house that was not correct. Help me, Lord, to approach this house with a higher level of reverence, a higher level of understanding. I receive that grace now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. Leke zorate seke berana hashada. Leperete sike lina marada hashoga lagayalala. Open your mouth and speak to God. Lepretozi krani magalaya da hashada. Leperete sike line mirada galayalala. Leparata siko lene brene dedezege lagayalala. Zoparata sete litre di magayalala. Leperete sike litre pedo sina manamana. Leprataka saka laya barahashada. Leperete sige yada yado hushadia. Lepete sida yada galala la hashta. Rete sike line bredosa kaladish. Lepete ike zike lina marayala la la. Jarota kazene minagala la hashta. Lepete se trete sina managayala la hashta. Exekida. Leperete sika layada gaya balayala la hashta. Yata rete sete yota managayala la hashta. Zeperete sete lede braya balayala la hashta. Jeramana gayaga yagalaga yadaga hashoto. Leperete sike lite prete sina ya. Legerina sina mayalala hashta. Reko sete repetala yadaga yalala. Zerapata sata yalala. Jada yabaya baya baya la hashtata. Repataka saka yadaga yaga. Yeto prete sete yala baya la baya. Zete rete sete yalagasta. Zata laya parataya sata. Repataka sata. Kala yata kakalagala. Zata rapataka sa. Lepe rete seke yada. Zata yano gala yatara tasa. Lepe rete sete yadayala. Zada yagalaya tosapa. Lepe rete siko yagalala. Liba yohoshida gala. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. And I give a call right now to those who are in the house today and say, Pastor, I need to hand over myself to Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to mark a new day for me. Pick up your Bibles and pick up your Bibles and quickly rush to the frontier. I want to be born again. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to be a new day for me. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. Pick up your bags, pick up your Bibles, and come forward here and let us receive you. God bless you. Quickly, quickly. You are addicted to a smoke or a drink, or you are addicted to a habit or a lifestyle, and you need Jesus to deliver you from it, you come forward as well. You backslid and you need Jesus to restore you, come forward as well. I'll give you the count of seven, and I'd like you to come really fast. One. Two.
I give you my soul.
Three.
I live for you.
Four.
Every breath that I take.
Five.
Every moment I'm away.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Everybody sing. Keep coming. Everybody see. I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
I live for you alone.
I live for you alone. Every moment I'm away.
I live for you alone.
Every moment I'm away. Every moment I'm away.
Lord, have your way.
Lift your voice and sing.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you, Lord.
For you.
I know every wind I take. Every moment I'm away. Lord, have your way.
Lift your voice and sing.
Lord,
blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Stretch your hand. Place your hand on your chest and say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Have your way in my life. Forgive me my sins. Today, Lord, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you right now. I declare the hold of sin broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Shout the loudest amen.